This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, as you might expect, President Biden is deeply disappointed with the Supreme Court decision that struck down a New York law restricting access to concealed carry permits Thursday. He released his statement hours after the Supreme Court released its decision. The New York law had required permit applicants to provide specific reasons for needing a firearm, even though you get them every day when you watch the news. You know, in California, and I keep going back to California because Sheriff Bill Nueva got out there in L.A. County and said, you know, murder's up 30%. And if you had a compelling reason to carry a gun, I'd let you. But Sheriff, you just said murder was up 30%. Isn't that a compelling reason? Isn't the worry of my life a compelling reason? Now, since 1911, the state of New York has required individuals who would like to carry a concealed weapon in public to show a need to do so for the purpose of self-defense and acquire a license. That's according to President Biden. More than a century later, the United States Supreme Court has chosen to strike down New York's long-established authority to protect its citizens. I urge states to continue to enact and enforce common sense laws to make their citizens and communities safer from gun violence. Never mind that we have also defunded police, and I backed that. Never mind that now that most of your police departments have blown through their fuel budget, they can't even come out there to you. Never mind any of that. Go ahead and pass more laws to take people's weapons, their self-defense means, away from them. He didn't actually write all that, though, by the way. He didn't have that much clarity going on. Then there's Democratic Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. You've heard what she's been saying. It's a dark day for New York. She stated that the U.S. only had access to muskets when the Second Amendment was written, and that she was prepared to go back to muskets through gun restrictions. Well, okay. Unfortunately, the problem is this. You've already got two. So, with this decision, what they've decided, what they put in the framework there, is that from here on out, anything that they bring up has to pass through strict scrutiny in order to get what they want, and it won't stand up to strict scrutiny. So, I mean, she's out there acting like it's going to be business as usual, and I sort of expect them to try to make it business as usual, but, you know, in New York, I mean, this required a person to show proper cause before being able to obtain a concealed carry license. Now, what are the things they're saying about this? They're saying that in a city as densely populated as New York, you just can't have this. And yet there are, I mean, Chicago has concealed carry permits, and nobody that has concealed carry permits are killing anybody. They stop at a few here and there, but they're not killing anybody. So what they're saying about the citizens of New York and in any of these areas, you know, in California and name it. In any of these states that's going on right now, what they're telling us and what they're telling you is that they don't trust you, a regular citizen, to carry a gun. And they don't think that your safety is enough reason for you to need to carry a gun. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with need. Their proper cause standard allowed these state officials to determine whether an applicant had supplied a specific reason for needing a gun. And that was quite subjective, you know. And they got to deny access to people who stated they simply wanted to protect themselves because they didn't, when they went in and filled out their application, they didn't have somebody stabbing them in the back while they were sitting there filling it out. Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's opinion, in this case, petitioners and respondents agree that ordinary law-abiding citizens have a similar right to carry handguns publicly for their self-defense. We, too, agree and now hold, consistent with Heller and McDonald, that the Second and Fourteenth Amendments protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home. Because the state of New York issues public carry licenses only when an applicant demonstrates a special need for self-defense, we conclude the state's licensing regime violates the Constitution. That is a political thunderstorm. They will run on this. They will run out there and they're going to get out there and say, well, they've made it less safe to live in California. It's less safe now. And I don't know how it could possibly be any less safe than it already is, to be honest with you. So, to that end, we're going to see what the reactions are going to be. As it is now, the entire country is now shall issue. Shall issue. The entire country. All of it. Every state. New Jersey shall issue. New York shall issue. Maryland is shall issue. Hawaii is shall issue. California is shall issue. Anywhere where it was may issue, that's done. Now, D.C. is already shall issue. Illinois is still shall issue. But we're going to see now. We're going to see what comes up now. Now, this is a moment in history. I wasn't even in the radio business when the first two came down, so it's actually quite the privilege for me to be here talking to you about this, simply because I'm here in a moment of history where the Supreme Court gets out there and says the Second Amendment is entitled to strict scrutiny whenever somebody infringes upon it. That solves lots of problems. And when they get out there and say, well, they say that these things can be reasonably regulated and restricted, well, that will still be based on strict scrutiny, not on, we don't think banning AR-15s is, according to the Heller case, anything in common use is you cannot ban. Oh, AR-15, guess what? 20, 25 million, 40 million, whatever the number is. That's a lot of millions. That sort of constitutes common use in these cases. So we're going to see. This is one of these days where you need to remember what you were doing today. It's splendid. It's a splendid day to be a Second Amendment advocate. Splendid. And it's a great day for New Yorkers. It's a great day for Californians. For just regular people that want to be able to defend themselves, it's a splendid day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
world, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, the Democrats are very, very unhappy. Very unhappy. See, people want to carry guns to defend themselves. They want to defend themselves against crime. With the Democrats, crime is not the problem. You being unhappy about crime is the problem. You wanting to do something about crime is the problem. You wanting to be able to defend yourself against crime is the problem. And that makes you racist, which awkwardly kind of assumes that some races are more criminal than others, which is truly a racist concept. You getting disgusted by hobos squatting and leaving derelict delicacies on the sidewalks to lie in wait for your unsuspecting Adidas is really just you demonstrating your lack of compassion for the homeless. And you objecting to some grown man in a dress or less, to judge from the horrifying Pride March videos of naked dudes twirling around kindergartners, is really just a manifestation of your own sexual hang-ups. Normal people love when adults interact sexually with little kids, according to the groomers and the other progressives. And the real problem here now, remember the real problem is that you dare to be unhappy with these misfits' antics. Instead, you should, turn everything inward, take a personal inventory, and explore how actually you are to blame. It's all your fault. It's always your fault. It's never their fault. And by which I mean the ones living out hers, his, theirs, ears, bizarre sociopathology at your expense. You thought that simply because you built, maintained, and defended this society, that you have some sort of right to enjoy it without being robbed or stepping in human waste or having your kid groomed in his classroom by some 250-pound transsexual with a 5 o'clock shadow named Lady Throb. And the problem is you getting upset about it, not itself. So, the problem is you, and it is always you. Normal people are always a problem, and they're always the ones who have to change, who have to endure, who have to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous faculty lounge insanity in order to ensure that every weirdo, every single loser or mutation out there, can let its freak flag fly. It's a very interesting, effective strategy. When they turn the tables on the innocent, when you're not the one robbing, dumping, or grooming, then they can avoid having to explain exactly why these horrible things should be tolerated. Of course, they should not. They're all utterly indefensible. And that is why the progressives seek any opportunity to avoid having to actually defend them, as opposed to attacking you. But when we do make them defend their nonsense, they tend to lose, and lose hard. Look at Jason Bodine and George Gascon, two Soros-funded DAs in California. Their worldview is identical. They believe that the problem with crime is people like you objecting to it. And things like prison and punishment are not the way to go, because the punk stealing your stuff was driven to steal it by you not proactively handing over your stuff, I guess. And the idea that he might refrain from smoking meth like a presidential heir or getting a job like you is not on the table. But when crime reaches epidemic proportions and normal people's lives are affected to the point where they put signs in their car windows telling the junkies with crowbars there's nothing inside to steal, there are going to be questions. Now, Chase Bodine, signed to terrorists who should have been hanged but were instead given tenure, another reason to destroy academia, by the way, and Gascon, whose recall is about to qualify for the ballot, finally had to defend their policies. They have to defend letting criminals run free, robbing, looting, and killing at will. And in Bodine's case, because he's already been recalled, he could not do it. When the ultra-liberal denizens of San Francisco, who, they're ultra-liberal because they've been sold a really bad bill of goods, and they believe the agenda, except when they see what the agenda actually propagates, then they're like, well, wait a minute, I don't know that I'm in on this. When they pressed Bodine to defend his policies, he couldn't do it. He couldn't. There is no clever argument, no exposition of evidence. They can convince even the majority of the Chardonnay-swilling wine women, who make up the key demographic of the Democratic Party, that they should submit themselves to assault, rape, or murder. At some point, even in the left, the lizard brain kicks in and the survival instinct takes over. Same with the homeless. I'm sorry, it's the unhoused. Love the passiveness of the term unhoused, as if one day they were normal people minding their own business, and then some unknown force stripped them of shelter through no agency of their own. And it wasn't the crack or the schizophrenia, the refusal to do the basic things required to support yourself decently, like working. No, it just sort of happened probably because of capitalism and Trump. See, normal people know better than that. They aren't stepping over job applications when they pass a transient tent city. They're stepping over, you know, piles of excrement and needles. And it's not our fault addicts are addicted. It's theirs. Because they chose to chase the dragon. If you do that long enough, you will catch it and it will turn around and eat you. And then there's the drag queens and the groomers thing. No, our interest in protecting our kids from these people from whom their sexual identity is their entire identity is not because we have some inner pathology or secret yearning to join in. There's no hidden desire inside us to get done up like Lola Falana and sing Hey Dolly. We just don't want the perverts skeeving on our kids. And when the skeeving comes to life, thanks to folks like the libs of TikTok exposing both the flamboyant and the banal activists of all this gender weirdness, parents react. Very hard to defend this, then. Well, that, you know, you can try to, but then you sound insane. You sound more insane than usual. Except when we get past the nonsense that they're doing, when we disregard the distraction, tangents, and lies, we win. And we can drive this nonsense from our schools and our theme parks and our movies. We just need to remember what their first course of action is always going to be. It's always going to be to lie and blame us for what is their and their client's fault. And the simple, very basic retort to this is, stuff it. No, it is not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled that a long-standing New York concealed carry law violated the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In what's being viewed as a big win for gun owners in the Empire State, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley explains what he believes this means to the country.
I think that this is going to have an immediate impact. There are a lot of states that have these types of rules, but more importantly, it's a shot across the bow for states to say, look, if you're going to start restricting Second Amendment rights, then you need to know that the burden is on you.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee is holding another public hearing on Thursday, the committee hearing from former Justice Department officials. USA Radio News. Germany is declaring a gas crisis as Russia cuts supplies to Europe. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has more on the story.
The German government is ready to ration natural gas on Thursday after Russia cut deliveries to the country last week. Berlin triggered the second of its three-step plan to deal with the gas shortage after the Kremlin-controlled energy giant Gazprom cut back delivery via the Nord Stream pipeline by about 60% last week. Germany's gas reserves are at 58% capacity.
A Chipotle Mexican grill in Maine could become the first to unionize. The location in Augusta filed a petition for a union election Wednesday. Employees are looking to create Chipotle United, an independent union. This isn't the first time a Chipotle location has tried to unionize. The company has faced accusations of violating federal labor law by allegedly firing a New York worker who tried to organize a union. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I get, but people don't like the idea of scumbags murdering kids. I don't either. And that's why I want criminals prosecuted, and at the very least, cops in schools. And I understand the appeal of a process to take away guns from people that we would all agree are bad, but who have not yet actually gone and become felons or certifiable crazies. I know some people that actually argue for these things, confident that our rights are protected by due process. But I do not share their faith, because any legislation proposed today, any legislation passed in the past, can be weaponized in a way that it was never intended to be used for. If the last few years has taught us anything, it is not to put our trust in institutions to do their constitutional duty when it conflicts with their political preference. See, right now, the constitutional duty of all of these state governments that are may issue is to scrap it. But right now, they're trying to figure out how to dance around it. Now, even if a fair process could be established, the idea of red flag law is based entirely upon a flawed premise. The premise is that you could just take a right away because you think it's a good idea. It's hard to see the due process when someone being processed has done nothing wrong. And that's key. If they've done something wrong, There's already constitutionally sound ways to restrain them. You don't get to take people's rights without convicting them of a crime or showing they are nuts and need to be in the booby hatch. Simple. There's no special exception to the Constitution because 10 invertebrate Republican senators want to do something. We already have well-established and constitutional ways of doing something. If someone is a convicted felon, he's banned from having a gun. Someone is making threats, get a restraining order, better yet, arrest him. If someone is crazy, then channel that old Van Halen album and 5150 him. But the founders would look upon you if you told them, hey, we think it's cool to strip people of their sacred rights because someone complains about them, and a judge is too scared to actually demand real evidence and risk letting him keep his rights, and they would say, taketh ye head from inside your rear endeth, for thou art a fool. Red flag laws are begging for abuse. You can tell because the left is slobbering to get them enacted. So Dems arrest the myriad scumbags wandering the streets of Democrat cities. Do they do that? Do they prosecute them? No. And these guys commit a Uvalde every few days. And if they cared about gun crime, they would arrest, charge, and lock up criminals who use guns, but they don't. They care about thought crimes. Mostly those are yours. These laws might be used to disarm a few nutballs for sure, but they will also be used against us when we dissent too much. We've seen how they use the power of government against political opponents like us. IRS targeting, FBI entrapment, selective prosecutions, to just name a few. And why the hell would we give them a new weapon when they have abused the ones they already have in the service of the regime? And right now we're being told that there are police and judges who will ensure that this is all done fairly and is never ever part of some political vendetta. It's on these days that I let my pet unicorn Chet out because I got to ask around this. Why the hell would we ever take them? Where our train is always the one getting derailed. We exist in a society where meth enthusiast Hunter Biden poses with a gat and is not arrested, where Nancy Pelosi's understandably drunk husband walks away from a DUI accident scot-free, where Trump supporters, who are mostly peaceful, languish in dungeons as the judges rubber-stamp the flouting of their right to a speedy trial, where Peter Navarro gets chained up while Eric Holder does not. Are we supposed to believe that we can rely on this justice system to treat us fairly when some leftist complains to the red flag forces that we're thinking unapproved thoughts? And that's going to happen. And you know it will happen, just as you know we will be harassed and oppressed because we already have been. And exactly what has the judicial system done to convince us that this new power is one they won't dare abuse? John Cornyn, the empty suit behind this terrible idea, used to be a Texas Supreme Court justice. He's probably pretty confident in the judicial system, and why not? It works great for him. But for us? No. This is an invitation to oppression, and that's why our enemies love it. Haven't you heard? The big threat to America, according to Rand Paul Badfinger's Attorney General, is white supremacy. And guess what they call all of you conservatives? Who is the judge who's going to give one of those back his guns? No, you can't trust the judiciary. Despite what happened today, you can't trust that to do the right thing. If you want a real confidence builder, look at all these stories of people fighting for years to get back money taken by the authorities because of civil asset forfeiture laws. Due process is still a process, do or not. How many years and how many tens of thousands of dollars do you want to spend to win back your right to keep and bear arms after having done nothing wrong in the first place? the 10 treacherous Republicans behind this betrayal act as though the Second Amendment is nice in theory, but not to be taken seriously in practice. Except that's entirely wrong. It's critical to the conception of us being a free people. The reason I do this, the reason I do this show, is because guns are an essential component of citizenship. Guns might be used to keep us free in the remote and regrettable scenario where the systems of a free society fail utterly and force what's left the people's only option besides submission to tyranny. I'm with the founders on this one. An armed population is a citizenry. A disarmed population is a gaggle of serfs, if not future gulag dwellers. And when you take a gun, you do not just take a hunk of metal. You're taking what sets me apart from every other citizen on this planet. And, of course, that's the point for the Democrats, and the credulous Republican dopes are only too eager to go along. And their stubborn belief that the norms are still normal is going to ensure the norms are gone forever. Do I get red flagged because now of my unapproved thoughts? We're going to see. We're going to see. From here, you need to start calling your state governments and telling them you don't care how much money they offer you. You better not take on the red flag law. You better not take it on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, while they're lamenting the fact now that they have to acknowledge that you can carry a gun, if you can buy a gun, you can carry a gun for self-defense. And I wonder what this is going to do to the things like the FOID cards and the permission cards you have to do just to buy the gun, the permit to have one in the home or whatever it is. There's some other things been going on in the background. The nation is being brutalized by violence in city after city. Like New York and Chicago and Baltimore, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Atlanta. You've got a bunch of Soros DAs who are allowing a bunch of criminals to run free. They're letting the homicidal drug-addled amongst our increasingly violent population run free to do what they do. During the summer of 2020, BLM and Antifa went wild. Billions of dollars in damage. In Democrat cities, in Democrat-run cities, where they killed more black people than were lynched during the entirety up to the Civil Rights Movement from post-Civil War to the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement of the 60s. They killed more black people, more extra black people during that time than in that 70-some-odd year, 60-some-odd year following. The media, of course, supported them. They love nothing better than exacerbating an already explosive situation. They do not investigate the obvious possibility that they were, that they were paid for. Because if you ask them why they were doing it, nobody knew. If only more Americans realized how contrived this domestic violence is and how planned and orchestrated by the left the events of January 6th were. There was a lot of coordination going on during 2020. There was a lot of coordination going on during January 6th. Right now, and you can pick your poison. as to how whatever you think it's going to be. You know, we could all be pawns in the Marxist-Stalinist plot to make the U.S. part of a globalist economic bloc administered by the ghouls at the World Economic Forum. For all I know, who is it that wants to strip Americans of their Second Amendment right to bear arms? Well, the Democrats and 10 Republicans, apparently. How better to control a population once they have been stripped of any and all means to defend themselves? Stalin would agree, Hitler, Mao, they would agree. That is precisely how they began the genocides each of these tyrants committed against their own people. Now, the left here has such contempt for us. It's certain that we're so ignorant that we do not know this essential fact of history that we can be fooled into relinquishing perhaps the most important of our basic civil rights. Not so fast. There are enough of us who are cognizant enough of the evil that men can do to see the details of their end game. Their great reset means relegating us all to slave status. You will own nothing and be happy. It's just one of their mantras. They don't think you deserve to own personal property, for example. They, the globalist elites, view the vast numbers of the world's population as useless peons to be brought under their control. Yuval Hariri is Klaus Schwab's closest advisor. They are all well and truly evil people, as if out of some sort of science fiction horror movie, or at least Dr. Evil. It is who they are. They include members of the WEF. This includes Pelosi, Schumer, Soros, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and the mad scientists who do his bidding. They include our wholly propagandistic media, including Fox News. Fox News, too, is too cowardly to buck the mandates of the left. They, too, push the experimental vaccines that have done incalculable damage to many. And they mean to jab even babies who are not remotely at risk of dying of COVID. The globalists are committing a planned and executed violent crime against humanity. They also love the rampage killings, the mass shootings, almost to the point that one might wonder, do they solicit them? Is that what they're doing when they say, oh, the AR-15 is the weapon of choice for these kind of shootings? But we better not say that because of the copycats. But that's the weapon of choice. We need to ban it. Rampage killings always seem to serve the Democratic cause. We know the FBI recruited the misanthropes who got on board with their kidnap Governor Whitmer scheme. Those idiots were framed. The events of January 6th were easily as likely to have been planned and executed by the FBI in conjunction with known collaborators in Antifa and BLM. Why haven't we learned where the deceased shooter in Uvalde got the cash to purchase the high-tech weapons he used to kill all of these kids? Why did the local police let him have his way without interruption? Why did the mass shooter in that Buffalo market learn to shoot like a military pro? He knew how to put the gun back into action, too. The left loves these horrific events because they think they can build on them, use them to strip all law-abiding citizens of their right to defend themselves. Do they make them happen? Vaguely possible, in my mind. Denise D'Souza's film 2000 Mules has taught us all about geo-tracking. Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips used this cell phone data to prove that the Zuckerberg-funded drop boxes were stuffed with harvested and fake ballots to cheat in the 2020 election in numerous states. And now we know the DOJ used the same technology to track anyone and everyone who was present at the Capitol on January 6th. And that's how they tracked down totally innocent Americans and arrested them for just being there. As everyone knows, a few hundred of them have been held in prison without due process, once again, without due process. Some for nearly 18 months and still without a firm trial date. D.C. is operating as Stalin did when he put on his show trials. Our DOJ is acting Stalinist. It's allowing the harassment of our Supreme Court justices, even though those protests are against the law. The Biden DOJ is criminally out of control and abusing good citizens. We live in a surveillance state. Too many people are being illegitimately punished simply for taking their civil rights for granted. The First Amendment has been abrogated. The violent perpetrators of the riots of 2020, like the criminals wreaking havoc on innocent civilians and cities throughout the nation, have been given free rein to riot, assault, freely use drugs, and murder, all according to the globalist plan to take the U.S. down. Our southern border is now a thoroughfare for migrants from around the world to enter the U.S. illegally at Biden's invitation. How many are going to die at the hands of these people? Too many to count. Maybe that's part of the left's vast depopulation strategy. They will occur, as they have so many times already. The man who so senselessly killed Kate Steinle in 2015 has been sentenced to time served. In a sane world, he would have been sentenced to death. So the bottom line here is that violence is the purview of the left. They encourage it, they need it, and they delight in using it against the rest of us. Consider the pro-abortion groups Jane's Revenge and Ruth's Senate. Both groups vow to engage in violence if Roe v. Wade is overturned. They do not believe in choice. They believe in totalitarianism. Their way or the highway. And that is the American left today. Violence to further their cause. Good. The Constitution and the freedoms it guarantees to us all. Bad. Unacceptable. Civil society, family values. Bad. The only problem is, once they open that door, they're not going to be able to close it. Coming up next is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.